And I want to talk, boys and girls, this morning about famous places. And what I want to do is I want to give you some details of famous places. And when I've given you the detail, then I'm going to give you a clue. And of course, I want you to tell me where this place is. So that's what we're going to do. And I want you to wait until you get the clue, even though you know it before I give you the clue. Wait until you get the clue. Now, the first famous place that I want to talk to you about this morning, to go to this place, you would have to go to London. And when you get to London, you would go to this place, and I'm sure you've seen it many times on the television, and I'm sure you've watched many things going on there. It's a place where they play a very popular game. And many of the boys, I'm sure, that's here this morning would love to have the opportunity to get to this place and to be able to play in this place. When you get near to this place in London, there's a big circle. If you're about 2 miles away from it, there's a big circle and you would see it from afar. And the clue, boys and girls, this morning is this here. Anybody tell me where it is? Right. Oh, pardon? This is a football boot, but where is the place? Right. Wembley. That's right. Wembley. And all the boys, I was going to say girls there, but maybe not so many girls, but all the girls dream of playing in Wembley and scoring the winning gold at the cup final or the European Championship. So that's the first place. Now, the second famous place, boys and girls, this morning, it's in London too. And you would have to go to London as well to get to this place. And it's a very famous place. And I would say it's even more famous than Wembley. Because of all the visitors that come to London from across the world, I would say that probably this place is number one on their itinerary to go to see it and to have a good look at it. So it's a very famous place. And you know, boys and girls, it's a big house. It's a big house. In fact, it's a palace. And there's a very important person lives there. I trust you can see her from here, but here she is. Where is the place? I'm not asking you who she is. She's the queen. Where is the place? There's not too many hands going up here. Okay. Buckingham Palace. Buckingham Palace. And I'm sure many of us has been to Buckingham Palace, maybe to have tea with the Queen, if you're a very important person or not. But that's a very famous place, boys and girls. Now, the third place this morning, it's not found in GB at all. It's not found in the British Isles. We have to travel abroad to visit this place. And it's very popular with boys and girls. And I'm sure that all the boys and girls here this morning, they would love to go to this place. And maybe some of you have already been at this place. But it's very expensive. So I'm told anyway. They say it's very expensive to go, but it's a place that boys and girls love to go to. And here is the clue. Right? Disneyland. Exactly. I've heard a lot of talk about Disneyland. There used to be only one of them. And when R2 was growing up, it wasn't just as popular as it was today. So I've never been to Disneyland, and I'll probably never be at this time of my life. But I'm sure that many of the boys and girls have been to Disneyland, and it's a place where there's plenty of fun and plenty of things to do. So that's three, boys and girls. Now, the fourth place is also a very important place and a very famous place. Only it's not here in this country. It's not in the British Isles. It's away, far away in the Middle East. And it's a very famous place. It's in a country called Israel. And the difference between this place, boys and girls, and the other three places that we've talked about this morning, that we read about this place in the Bible. Don't read about Wembley or Disneyland or Buckingham Palace in the Bible, but you read about this place in the Bible. And you are taught about this place in Sunday school, and you sing choruses of it and hymns about it. And the clue to this place is this: a cross. Who's going to tell me where the place is? Nobody. Right? Calvary. That's right. Calvary. That's the fourth place, boys and girls. And Calvary's famous because of the cross, not just because there was a cross there or three crosses there, but on the center cross, it was there that the Son of God died for our sins. It's there that the Lord Jesus Christ took our place and died for our sins and gave his life that we might have eternal life through him. Everybody, boys and girls, wants to get to heaven. Want to get to heaven someday. But the only way you can get to heaven is by coming as a poor lost sinner to Calvary. To taking your place at Calvary as a sinner. And realizing that God's Son loved you so much that he died for you there. And rose again to be your Savior. And by accepting him as your own personal Savior. So I trust that many of the boys will get to Wembley, maybe to score the winning gold at the cup final. Trust that you'll maybe get to Buckingham Palace, even to meet the Queen, and even to Disneyland, but I trust that all of you will come by faith to the place called Calvary and accept the Son of God who rose to be our Savior, that you might be in heaven with him for all.